That's the spirit.
Are you there, Peter?
Yes, I am here.
I tell you what, the sun is streaming through the studio right now, and it's somewhat spiritual.
But that
vibe's about to get totally nailed, isn't it?
Where is the music? That's the spirit.
Hey, now, Peter, this afternoon we're going to be talking about the Southern Baptist Church, which is a very large church in the southern states of America.
Yeah, this is the biggest denomination in that religiously obsessed world of the USA.
15 million members, I've read on the internet.
Oh, that's a lot.
Really astonishing. A vast, vast organization. You understand it's called Southern Baptist because at the time of the Civil War, Baptists split into two over the issue of slavery. And Northern Baptists refused membership to anybody who was a slave owner.
Okay.
And Southern Baptists accepted those who were slave owners. And a lot of churches and a lot of organizations split over these issues. And, you know, that survival, distinctive Southern attitude it doesn't hinge around slavery anymore, but it's a very, very distinctive style of church as the Southern Baptist.
Okay. When I walk into a Southern Baptist church, how do I know? What's a dead giveaway for that vibe of the church?
It'll be big. It'll be white. It'll be very sort of traditional evangelical. It'll preach that you're going to hell if you're not going to. So it's increasingly conservative.
Your class sounds like my imaginary like classic style of churching.
Yes, it is. It is. Except that it's a tradition of long sermons. Now, within that, there's variations, of course. You can't have 15 million people without having a few different styles.
Right. Hey, you just sort of peeked something here. That chap that gave the pretty grunty sermon at the royal wedding, was that a Southern style?
No, most certainly not. It was Episcopalian. You don't get Baptists into Windsor Chapel.
Okay.
Ask yourself. my goodness.
Sorry. There's just quite a lot of religions, Peter, and I'm a small little human being.
I haven't got very far in training yet, but there we are. So Southern Baptists, New Zealand Baptists in some ways, there's quite a lot of New Zealand Baptists who would like to be Southern Baptists. But the thing about Southern Baptists is that they very carefully and deliberately frozen out anybody who's the whiff of liberal attitudes towards the Bible or towards any theological point.
Okay.
And you will be kicked out of the convention.
So it's very to the letter, is it?
It's very much to the letter of you misquote the Bible and you're in trouble.
Right.
And so it's a strikingly sturdy, conservative type of denomination. But it doesn't come. Of course, blacks do not fit in it. Blacks belong to other kinds of Baptists. There are a few black Southern Baptist congregations, but they're few and far between.
Right,
most blacks would feel very uncomfortable in the Southern Baptist way of doing everything. But so would anybody who, for example, wanted to work for social justice or to oppose global warming or to be involved in significant issues. This is thought to be dangerous. And what has caught the Southern Baptists with their pants down, literally, actually, unfortunately,
right,
has been the discovery that one of these big pastor types who was doing his turn as being doing the convention sermon, and you can imagine a convention Southern Baptist is a huge affair, was actually, at last came to light, his unbelievably sexist way of putting women down. Famously, there was a woman who came to him for pastoral care, was being bashed up by her husband. And he said the only Christian thing to do was to stay and serve him faithfully and to love him into not bashing her anymore. Pretty disturbing advice. And what is this has really shaken up Southern Baptists, because it the last 6 months for Southern Baptists have been another kind of hell, and it's been pretty hot as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been pretty rocky, because there's plenty of articles on the internet about sexual abuse, which has been happening in the church. And there's one from May where it's saying one of the Baptist Theological Seminary has been removed for advising women to pray for their abuses and not report them to authorities.
Oh, well, fuck.
Yeah, nice because time. That is so... I mean, that's such disgusting advice, and it's, you know, it's up with the instruction that the Catholic priest is not to report in child abuse, really. Yeah. And what it has caught has been an old-style defensive religiosity against the awareness of how that can be used by abusers to really be destructive to wives and partners, and that the old-style Christian subjection of women often masked a fair degree of aggressive, nasty males who were abusers and users and traducers of women. It's a sobering moment for the church, and they're trying to work out a strategy to clean up their act. They've announced last week that they would set up, it sounds like the Labour Party, a commission that will investigate the situation and come up with recommendations. I'm not sure whether that's going to work enough, but it's a moment of change. It's a significant moment of change.
Do you think there's going to be an element of them opening up the institution to outside bodies? Because it seems like...
Do you mean like being unracist all of a sudden?
I mean, it's so hard to change something if it doesn't have an outside eye looking in upon its activities. When they're like, hey, we're going to clean it up ourselves, often things never really change.
The interesting thing is, you know, that Jimmy Carter was a Southern Baptist of the old style before it became so very narrow. I reckon they could call on public figures who've got Southern Baptist connections, like Jimmy Carter, and they could produce a really high-powered commission that would shake them up if they weren't prepared to draw on people from outside. Bodies like this will never look outside. They're just too... They're too suspicious of the world.
Okay. So you're kind of saying that there is the opportunity to change, but most likely there's not a lot of hope.
I don't know, because I actually think that... churches like this are totally dependent on the ordinary rung of men and women just going along with this kind of pastoral approach, this disgusting approach. Mm. I don't think that women and men in the congregations will put up with it anymore.
They're the closest to God, or I should just listen to what they say, and like they're all good because Jesus. Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
That's
the style. Okay. And I think that's the style that is actually not going to succeed anymore.
Right. People are kind of getting a bit more woke, is it?
Well, precisely. It only takes the emergence of a consciousness that things should not be like this to bring about, I think, well, it just breaks the old coalition that's run the show.
Right, right.
And I think these greying old white males with their pompous ways and their slick scriptures and their smart suits, I think, must be very nervous at the moment.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Very interesting, Peter. We've actually just been sent a text, which is a joke, but I don't know if we should...
Okay.
Read it out loud. What do you reckon, Peter? What do you reckon, Big Hungry?
No,
it's about Southern City Baptists.
It's kind of racist, okay, as well.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave that one, Peter.
Right, yeah.
But
But obviously, heated stuff.
Yeah, I guess we'll. This is another one of these things which will no doubt unfold over the coming months. And
I think it will. I think it will. We'll keep posted.
Always a pleasure, mate.
Excellent.
Take it easy out there.
To play this valley.